So I went to journalism school after the Peace Corps because I didn't have any experience whatsoever. And I finished up my thesis and was looking for a job. And there was a job posted at KDLG in Dillingham. So I was out in Dillingham for a year. Great community, but wasn't, the station was not quite the right fit for me. And at that point, Charlie was leaving KUCB, and I knew him just through the public radio network. And he was like, hey, apply for out here. And I did. And luckily, I got the job.
What was it like when you arrived? What was the station like? What was town like?
Not terribly different than it is now. When I arrived, the station was at the Burma Road Chapel. We just had the one studio, no extra sound booths, nothing like that. The news department was one person, so it was Charlie that I was taking over for. Pipa was doing the TV stuff, and she had some various volunteers. Lauren was full-time. There's a guy named Daniel who was the DJ.
Daniel, last name?
Daniel Weirach. You've never heard of Daniel?
Yes, I have, Weirach.
Okay.
Remind me what his show was, though.
Oh, he did. He was the DJ, and he did a lot of, like, he was the reason everyone woke up to AC/DC at 8 a.m. That was Daniel.
So Daniel's helping Unalaska rock out as a DJ. What were you doing as the news reporter? What are some of the favorite or most important stories that you remember doing?
I think the ones that jump to my head are important. They're just quirky.
We like those too.
Like, not long after I got there, there was this group of Russians who were going out to the island of the Four Mountains to set up a ham radio operation, to be the first ones to send radio signals and communicate for this competition. So they, you know, hired a boat and went out and set up tents with radio stuff. But on the way out there, Mount Cleveland erupted. So we were getting covered in ash from Mount Cleveland and then camping on its shore. So it was just like a weird, quirky thing. But also, here's the sound of a volcano erupting.
And so you say we, were you out there with them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of their guys couldn't get a visa. So I went out and I took the camera and I took the equipment. And Lauren was like, okay, sure. And got stories about Russian ham radio operators. It was weird.
That's insane.
Pretty funny.
Were you guys in danger?
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of ash. I mean, I can tell you, probably walking around on the grass with the ash poofing up like right after was probably not the best for our lungs. But nah, we were in no danger.
If you were there in 2008, does that mean you were there for the switch from KIAL to mm-hmm. KUCB?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember from that?
It is so much easier to say KUCB than KIAL. Like, yes. 1,000 times easier. And that's mostly what I remember. I mean, it was pretty seamless. It was just started saying new things.
And that was a KUCB transition. But what about your transition from Unalaska eventually to Anchorage, where you work at Alaska Public Media's radio station? Take me through all of that.
So when I was in Unalaska, I met my wife, Jeanette, who worked at Fish and Game at the time. And when we decided to leave, we went traveling for about a year all throughout Africa. Didn't really know where to go next, and Jeanette wasn't done with Alaska. And I was like, all right, Anchorage, that sounds fine. So we settled here and actually did kind of a variety of things. I worked abroad for a while in South Sudan and did a little bit of freelance stuff here and kind of bounced around. And then eventually was hired on as the Anchorage reporter. And within a couple of years, that shifted to urban affairs. And my reporting all ended up coalescing around basically social problems. But you can't just report on problems because there actually are people who are working to solve those. And if you just keep the narrative focused on the negative, nothing changes. So for the past about a year and a half, I've been doing a project called the Solutions Desk, which is looking at what's happening around the state to help solve things like homelessness and like help people reenter the community after prison. And I host a conversation series. People come together to talk about difficult issues. So in Unalaska, it was a conversation around immigration and integration and how do you make this very diverse small community stay united. I've done a whole bunch inside of prisons with people who are incarcerated and people who are not, talking about life inside the walls and how to transition out.
Well, thank you, Anne, for speaking with me. Before I let you go, any final thoughts on your time working at KUCB or your time just living in Unalaska?
I guess I just want to thank everybody out there. I was a young reporter when I was out there, and you get a lot of young reporters, which means that takes a lot of patience and giving on behalf of the community. And so I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that, you know, it was a great place to be when I was out there. Just I met a lot of amazing people. It was beautiful. I learned a lot about different worlds that I wouldn't have normally intersected with the fishing industry, learning about Anangan culture. And, you know, that changes who you are and how you interact with the world. So I'm grateful for my years out there.